Oh, I do have a, I have a small Big Fatty announcement. Well, actually, when we talk about Big Fatty, we should mention his huge balls. But Big Fatty is having an art contest, and I submitted a painting to his art contest. I'm really excited about it.
Do you have a picture of it?
Maybe.
I want to see it.
If you go to BigFattyOnline.com.
Yeah, like I'm going to remember that.
Screen share. Hold.
Oh, there's my painting.
That's good.
That is Baron's art.
That was just me playing and slapping paint on a canvas and playing around.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I love that one, and I think you should frame that.
So, Big Fatty, vote for me.
Kind of cool.
Vote for me and your big balls.
What size is it? Is it micro dot or is it big?
It's about an 8x10, I think.
So it's small.
It's small, yeah.
It kind of looks like Joan Crawford.
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of, I guess.
It does, yeah.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
That was just me playing and slapping his huge balls.
Rabbit, rabbit. Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2199 of the BFO44, right? The 1st of July 2016, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all got 4 more entries into the iOTA contest. Yes, you can. Hello, Independence Big Fatty, it's that time. It's true. Hi, everyone, I hope you're all right. Is going well, y'all. It is Independence Day weekend, which is a long weekend here in the U.S. of A. It ends on Monday, the 4th of July. Big Fatty, what day does that fall on, the 4th of July? Oh, okay. It'll be a long weekend. You know, several people in the coal mine are taking an extra day, so they'll have a 4-day weekend. Yes, Big Fatty, and that makes it a 4-day weekend for those who don't take it. It's true. So, and y'all, since it is the 1st of July, we're going to call an end to the iAudit contest. But just in case I get some entries over the weekend that are postmarked before the 30th or in the e-letter box before midnight on the 30th. Big Fatty, that's because you're recording this before then. It's true. Maybe we'll have a couple of extra entries. But y'all, we got 4 more, which brings us up to a total of 22. I say chew.
It's Gus Chad's June iArted contest on the Big Fatty Show. It's Gus Chad's June iArted contest on the Big Fatty Show. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and mail in that art from now until the end of June, but certainly do not ever under any circumstance email it before June 1st, because we want to see who has got even the smallest amount of artistic ability. It's Gus Chad's June iArted contest on the Big Fatty Show. Let's mail that shit in.
That is correct. And
this one was really hard.
Oh, well, thank you, Digga. And
Woodhaven.
Oh, Woodhaven to you, too. And y'all, before I forget, I just want to send out a special thank you to Gus Chad for sponsoring this contest this month. And y'all, it really is a creative thing that he's come up with. But to Digga also for the totally original bumper that we've used all month long. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, that may be the last time you hear it. Big Fatty, I bet you we hear it again on Monday. Well, you know what? You are going to hear it at least one more time because I'm going to play it before we choose the winner. Yes, Big Fatty. Finny? Big Finny. Okay. But y'all, we got 4 more entries into the contest, and I'll put them up over at the BFO at noon. That's noon Eastern Daylight Time, and the only time zone that matters today. You can go over there and take a look at them. Y'all, the first one is from Eric, and you know, Eric has this is his second entry. The first one he sent in was of the papas, the flower growing in the papas bottle, and y'all, he sent in a leather bear, and y'all, it's big fatty. It's very suggestive, yes, and I wish the suggestion would come knocking on my door. Big fatty, you sound vulgar, but I can understand that. And Eric, thank you so much for the submission. You're really quite talented. Yes, Big Fatty, and that bear's got some very large nipples. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, our next two, I say chew, submissions. Y'all, they've come in from out there in the South Dakota. Y'all, is from Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon has also drawn a bear. Big Fatty, it's not a leather bear, though. No, it's not, but it's a bear nonetheless. Big Fatty must have been Bear Friday, I guess so. And y'all, she's drawn a pig. Yes, Big Fatty, it's kind of a family portrait of the Bacon family portrait. It's true. And you know, because, you know, all bacon. Yes, Big Fatty, quit digging the hole any deeper. Okay, and y'all, then the final one that I've received today, y'all, it is a photo collage. And y'all, it is from the Flopvo. And y'all, it is a picture. It's a couple of pictures that have been put together. One of them is, I believe it's a staircase on one of the cruise ships or something. A glittery staircase that led to a secret bar or something like that. I don't know exactly what the story is behind that. But y'all, then there's a picture of Danbury Jr. On that staircase. And y'all, he's taking a little nip-a-nap. And Big Fatty, either that or he's drunk. One of the two. Well, I'm guessing that it's probably just a little nip-a-nap. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today, y'all, it came in back during the Pride 48 weekend, and y'all, it just got lost in the shuffle, and y'all, it is from that Ed Chan, and Ed Chan wrote and said, "Dear Big Fatty, when it comes to etiquette for a double penetration, does the top penis thrust first, or does the bottom penis thrust first, or do they both thrust together at the same time in an egalitarian fashion, and what if they penetrate sideways? Please do not feel rushed to address this question and answer it at your leisure. Love, Ed Chan." Well, first of all, Ed, thank you so much for the question. Lovely, as always, to get correspondence from you. And Ed, this is excellent. An excellent question. And Big Fatty does have experience with this. Big Fatty, Oh, here we go. And Ed, I can only speak from my experience, but for the opportunity that Big Fatty had with this, the bottom penis usually is inserted first and is get in there good and deep. And then there's lots of lubrication and fingers and things that kind of open things up a little bit more before the top is thrust in, and then they can both kind of move at the same time. Yes, Big Fatty. Now, Y'all, if you hadn't watched the Wednesday night Big Brother app, there's going to be some spoilers here because y'all, Paul, who y'all, by the way, I think he is a homosexual also. I don't know. He's the rocker. He won the power of veto and took himself off the block, and they've put a girl up there. I can't tell you anything about any of the girls in the house other than that Davon and Nicole, because they were on last year, and Davon is got the attitude. Yes, Big Fatty. And so it's Pauly, and it's Josiah, and the girl that are on the block. And y'all, Josiah thinks he's or is it Jose? He thinks that he has enough votes. He's not going anywhere. He's not going to pack his bags or anything. He thinks he's golden. And y'all, he's going to absolutely be blindsided Thursday night during the show. And but y'all, there's some special surprise that Julie Chen is going to reveal. And y'all, they say it might be that they don't tell the house guests what the vote count was for the eviction. Y'all, I thought I'd close out the week with just a couple of reminders. Y'all, don't forget this weekend, tonight, for right night, that Great British Baking Show. Y'all, I think it's season 6, it said on the TiVo, for the TV machine, that it's going to premiere. And y'all, then, of course, there'll be a Big Brother app Sunday night, and along with all those quiz programs Sunday night over there at the ABC, the Celebrity Family Feud, and the Pyramid, the $100,000 Pyramid, and the Match Game. So y'all, if those interest you, set your VRCs for all of that. Now y'all, I wanted to go over and just double check here in the mailbox. Y'all, I know that I have not finished telling you about the Fort Lauderdale trip. Big Fatty, that was so long ago, we barely can remember. Well, I've got some notes that I may just touch on those early next week. But y'all, you know the number one funky homo? Yes, Big Fatty, that's Jim. Well, y'all, he sent Big Fatty a recipe for a pig rub. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. And y'all, did I give this to you already? I don't think I did. But y'all, this is what he rubs on pork before he grills it. And y'all, since a lot of folks are going to be grilling this weekend, I thought I'd pass it along to you. He takes a half teaspoon of black pepper, a teaspoon of cumin seeds, a teaspoon of fennel seeds, a teaspoon of coriander seeds, a teaspoon of brown sugar, a tablespoon of chili powder, a tablespoon of onion powder, and a tablespoon of paprika. And it says mill or grind all of the ingredients together into a powder, and then rub it on your meat and cook as you wish. Big Fatty. And Jim, y'all, Jim is a good cook, so I'm sure that is just lovely. So y'all, yes, Big Fatty, consider doing that, because, yes, Big Fatty, we know. Y'all, just looking here to see if there's anything else in the inbox. Y'all, the Turnip Head, you know the Turnip Head. He's got that Pride and Remembrance run. I believe that is coming up this weekend. Y'all, he has sent me something called McSweeney's Intertubes, but y'all, I can't get it to open. Here we go. Y'all, it's things that people say when they're dying. Big Fatty, kind of like you on today's little show, it's just dying. Y'all, these are obituaries for teenage girls if they actually died when they said they were dying. I don't know. Y'all, here we go. Jamie Hong, age 14, died suddenly upon seeing a tiny Labrador puppy walk successfully through a set of revolving doors. Big fatty. Emma Arlene Phillips, age 15, passed away when she saw Taylor Swift exiting the neighborhood gym. She died three times before realizing that the woman was not, in fact, Taylor Swift, whereupon she died once more. Morgan Thomas, age 15, tasted the perfect mango mousse cake just before succumbing to death. During her life, she was a moose lover. She loved moose. She was tragically killed by the perfect moose. Big Fatty, we all love moose. He's up there in the North Carolina. No, a different kind of moose. Oh, Sierra Rubby, age 13, heard that Emma said Dan told Rebecca that Maggie was hosting a party that Henry would also attend, but it was actually Rebecca who told Dan that Molly was throwing a get-together and Emma was wrong, but it was so confusing that she just gave up and died. Big Betty, that makes two of us. And y'all, then Leanna Brenner, age 15, lived a healthy life, and she made the fatal decision, until she made the fatal decision of watching a video of a puppy splashing in a puddle. She clung to religion until the very end, crying out to God via the YouTube comment section, typing OMG, OMG in the interest of time, but it was too late. She was dying, OMG, and then proclaimed dead. And y'all, the final one, Rachel Lee, age 14, she suffered from an asthma attack at the local dog park. When she cried out in fear of death, her friends responded, "I know, the puppies are so cute." And I didn't think my joke was that funny. Genuinely unable to breathe, Rachel actually passed away. Her memorial service will be next Saturday afternoon at St. Paul's Cathedral. All are welcome. Benny, that was terrible. And anyway, Turnipin, thank you so much for that. That actually was kind of cute. Anyway, let's see. Do you have big plans? Do you have big plans for the 4th of July? Y'all, I'll tell you what Big Fatty would love, love, is if you took some pictures. If you took some pictures this coming weekend of Big Fatty as you're out and about, and send them over there to old Spot and Crazy. I think Spot and Crazy, Big Fatty Spot and Crazy may have been on that death list. From boredom, maybe so, but y'all send some pictures over there to old Spot and Crazy, and it'll just be lovely. It will just be lovely. Y'all, the other bit of news, I don't know how many of you have seen this or not, but y'all, it was on the Face Space, and you know Big Fatty is not on the Face Space, but y'all, it was sent to me. Y'all, do you know Smokin' Hot Joe, that Joe Zubia? Yes, Big Fatty, we used to call him Zubia. Well, y'all, he is on a vacation. Big Fatty, he didn't send us any iOdded artwork, no, but we're gonna forgive him on this one, because y'all, Joe Zubia and his hubby, y'all, they are gonna get married. Big Fatty, are they gonna get married? And they're going to the chapel? Yes. I don't know when it's gonna happen, but y'all, they both look cute as a button, and they appear to be very happy. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend, and y'all, if you don't live up in the U.S. of A., I hope you have a lovely Monday. Going to the coal mine. Y'all, there will be a Monday little show. Yes, Big Fatty, we never miss a little show unless there are extenuating circumstances. It's true. So be on the lookout for that. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at that Blime Time, and you, Baron Frosty and Juicy and Dr. P and Wine Rag and Dean, I'm sure they've got big plans for the weekend. Baron Frosty, would you like to share what your 4th of July celebration will be?
That was just me playing and slapping his huge balls.
Oh, Big Fatty, I didn't know he was coming. coming to see us this weekend.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.